الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Towards the end, al-ibratu bil-khawatim. The real result is what the end is. A person's whole life, there were two brothers living in a flat, one on the ground floor, one on the upper floor. The brother on the ground floor was very pious, very righteous. And the one on the upper floor committed all types of gunas, a reckless life, far from deen, far from the commands of Allah. Then one day, the brother on the upper floor thought that how long am I going to carry on living this type of life of mine? I have to make tawbah, change my life, akhirat is coming, my maut is coming. So he thought, my brother at the bottom is very pious and righteous, let me go to him, sit in his company, take advices from him. So he was coming down the stairs. The brother in the bottom floor was very righteous and pious. He thought, I'm doing all this for so long, let me also enjoy this dunya's life. Let me also have the fun of this dunya, what he thought. So he decided to go, my brother on top lives that type of a life, let me go to him. So the one brother was coming down the stairs, the other one was going up the stairs. As they were coming up and down, they fell, tripped, and both died. Now the one was living a life of sin, but at the end he turned to Allah Ta'ala. So we don't know. Al-ibratu bil-khawatim. The result is how our maut finally comes. And we have to be vigilant, we have to be cautious, we have to be apprehensive, we have to have fear all the time. Not now, I'm all right. No matter what it is, we can never say we are all right. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gives this beautiful example also. Two brothers also living together in the same room, and they had some rash on their body, and because of that, it itches them, so they scratch. And usually this, in this condition, when a person scratches, he enjoys scratching also, and he scratches so much that even blood comes out, but he's enjoying scratching. One of the brothers thought that, how long am I going to carry on like this? This is not healthy, it can become worse also, let me go to Hakim. So he went to the Hakim for treatment. Hakim diagnosed him everything and saw that his blood is not clean, his blood has to be cleansed. So he gave him some medicine for that, and that was that he had to go to toilet a lot, diarrhea, to cleanse his system up. So that night he took his medicine, and whole night he's running to toilet. Hardly he comes back from the toilet, and he has to go back again. And in those days, no toilets didn't have taps and water in them. You had to carry the water with you. So I see my brother is all the time with his lota going up and down to toilet. So in the morning he asked me what happened. So he says that I went to Hakim. He gave me this medicine to cleanse me, detoxifier, and that I had to go to toilet. I was detoxing all the time. So he says, so you spend money, you went to the Hakim, you took that bitter medicine he gave you. I was enjoying scratching all the time. Whole night I was scratching. But the end result, that brother is going to get Shifa and he will be right. And this one, what can result from all this the scratching, etc. So like that, many of us, we are in this dunya's life. And that is where we are scratching and we are enjoying. We just like scratching our body. And those who go for the treatment, come to Khanqa, go in Jamaat, etc., and we take our treatment, it's a bit bitter. It's not that that filthy life of the dunya, TV, outings, and all the other wrong things. But you will get cured. And when you get cured, you will get the enjoyment. And the other one who carries on in this dunya and enjoying himself, thinking he's enjoying, and finding fun and pleasure in this dunya, finally he's going to come in a very serious condition. So Allah Ta'ala informs us that we should change our life. Allah Ta'ala says also, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. And when they forgot what they were reminded about, they did not pay attention. Of what they were reminded about over and over, مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Then when Allah is not happy with a person, then Allah gives him this dunya and opens it up to him. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now we have given him, opened the doors of everything. He was in financial strains. Now we opened the door, finances are coming in. He had health issues. His health has improved also. All this dunya now, we're just opening it to him. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Until he becomes proud now. And in fact, like we read in Behishti Zewar, those three people, one who was a leper, one who was a blind person, and the angel Allah sent to them and give them the cure. So they forgot what their condition was besides the one. So like that, a person becomes happy and he forgets his old condition, what it was. And therefore, it's very necessary that always we think of our old condition also. Iyaz was a slave of the king, Mahmud Ghaznavi. And he was like ordinary person, but he had great, great qualities in him. The king recognized him, and the king brought him as a courtier of the king and over the kingdom. And also, the king made him his favorite. So much so, in due time, he was in charge of the state treasury also. He had the keys of the state treasury. So the others became jealous of Iyaz. He came from nowhere, and now he has got such a high position. He's so close to the king. The king makes him sit right next to him always and made him in charge of the state treasury. Jealousy is a thing that creeps into all people. So they told the king, you have got so much trust on Iyaz, but you don't know what he does at night. He goes to the state treasury, he opens it, and he steals all money from there, all what is kept there. King said, Iyaz can't be like that. I know him. They say, then let's put it to the test. We all will hide away and see middle of the night, see what he does. So they did that, and abad, middle of the night he went, opened the state treasury, and who will go and what will they do middle of the night there? So he said, you see? So he said, let us find out. So they went, checked up. Iyaz had his old clothes when he was still a very poor person. His rags, torn and tattered rags, he kept it in the safe. And middle of the night he used to go take out the robes the king gave him to wear. The wonderful clothes he should put there. And remind himself, never forget of your back condition. Today you are the king's favorite. You are in the robes of the people of the kingdom. But don't forget yours. So they said, you see, this is his condition. Also, another great lesson that we take from Iyaz. On one occasion, the king took out his most precious gems and stones, diamonds, pearls, rubies, the most precious. And he told all his courtiers, all the ministers, that smash and break all these stones and these diamonds. They all couldn't. They went like they withheld themselves. How can we break so valuable? The king's most valuable assets we must break. The king told Iyaz, you break them. Immediately went and he broke them. So they all said, Iyaz, you're a madman that you broke it. So he says, what is more valuable, the stones or the command of the king? What is more valuable? The king told me to break it. So that his command is more valuable. There we don't use our logic and we don't use our thinking. If only we could understand this, then in all matters, what is Allah's command? We won't see what is feasible. We won't see what is better to do. We won't use our logic. What Allah has said, we will accept it wholeheartedly. We'll verify, is it the command of Allah? When it is the command of Allah, and I've understood it correctly, we sacrifice everything. And we are taught that in the full namaz. In fact, from before namaz, when the Adhan Muadzin says four times, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah's command is the greatest. That we should put in ourselves. When we start our salah, Allahu Akbar. And the Muadzin four times at the beginning, two times at the end. In other words, in every condition, every way, all four directions, all four seasons, Allah is the greatest. No matter what you go through, always remember Allah is the greatest. When we start our namaz, Allah sabse bare, Allah ka hukam sabse bara. Allah is the greatest, His command is the greatest. So much so that Islam and no religion has taught so much of respect and honor for parents, and be obedient to your parents. That even if they are non-Muslims, Islam teaches us, still respect them, serve them, make their khidmat. وَفِي الدُّنْيَا بَعَرُوفًا. In dunya's matters, treat them in a good way. But if they also command you that you break the laws, don't be a Muslim, don't any law of Allah, then لَا طَاعَةَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. There is no obedience to the creation in the disobedience of the Creator. And that is what is real logic. There you see. So Allah has commanded us that we realize the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, give us these qualities that no matter what condition, whether it was this virus that came, whether it was the scientists who prescribed things, whether it was the government and the media ran it up and made a whole big issue about it. But a mu'min is reminded with every adhan, every namaz, every changing of his position. Besides, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ and السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. And if we are behind the imam, with the first Allahu Akbar is farad for even the muqtadis. And to say it with the lips and the tongue moving, it is farad. Otherwise, we will not even have entered into namaz. And then the rest of the namaz, we should also say it. Though it's not farad, but we should also say it. So much we are reminded. An average Muslim reasonably fulfilling the commands of Allah in one day between 600 and 1,000 times he hears or says Allahu Akbar. But sadly, the greatness of Allah, the greatness of His command hasn't entered in our hearts. And just with one little thing, we just forgot all about that. And we gave greatness to atheists, we gave greatness to scientists, we gave greatness to the government, and we forgot the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us that. Anyway, Allah blessed us with this great month of Ramadan. Now towards the end, that we all make the niyat of not only changing seda in Ramadan, that we were making a lot of ibadat, and how much we could, we tried, we did what we could. But now Ramadan is finished, so now different. Now that department is closed now. Ramadan's department is closed, now department of dunya will open again. From each day, each night, unfortunately, where Muslims have landed themselves, celebrating Eid ball, like a Christmas ball, New Year's Eve ball, Where that is for the Muslims, the way we are copying them, whatever they are doing, without any thought, our Eid night is one of the greatest nights. The two Eid nights are among the five greatest nights of the year. It's a great night. It has to be spent in ibadat also. And if not in ibadat, then not in this ma'asiyat, just obeying Allah Ta'ala. And at least the minimum, our Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat. And we see, mashallah, Fajr usually Eid's day, masajid are full. But Isha also, we shouldn't be negligent. We should be there for our Isha also, for all our namazes, the Maghrib, and also whole months we try to make some ibadat. All of us make 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And one of the great virtues also, even for Laylatul Qadr, for every night, a person who makes his 20 rakats of Taraweeh, whether it is the woman at home, whether from Alam Tara, a person who makes his 20 rakats, we make it in the masjid, you get the whole night's ibadat sawab. There are so many ways, and on that great night, so many ways to get the whole night's ibadat sawab. By little simple things from our side. And it isn't the same, Allah multiply, adds all the time. You did your Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, whole night ibadat. You read your Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha, Laylatul Qadr ibadat. And all the different things which Allah Ta'ala gave us. So we have done that, now let us not think. Unfortunately, there are so many of us also. Now we want to go for a holiday. We're going to a resort. We already booked up with the family. It was very heavy in Ramadan. And we didn't sleep enough. Now we are going to... We shouldn't be doing that. We come from Umrah, and many of us, then we are gone to for a holiday. We come from Jamaat. 40 days, 4 months in Jamaat. We come back, now we are gone to all what we did, we go and wash it away. We brought Zamzam. And then when we come back here, we add some urine to the Zamzam. All the Zamzam we destroyed. Okay? So once your good friend of ours studied ahead of us in Darul Uloom Deoband, when he came back, he wanted to do university studies. So he saw Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali in his dream. Maulana told him, you've got a whole big bucket of milk. Now you want to urinate in that milk. Now you want to go in the other direction. So what we have achieved, we should try. And what we have got also, we say, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. We could not fulfill your rights. We did a great wrong to us. Wa illam taghfir lana. Oh Allah, please forgive us. That's the attitude. Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the greatest teacher in the world, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest student in the world, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and the greatest command and ibadat, namaz. At the end of it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught him, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I've done a great, great wrong to myself. You made namaz, what wrong did you do? You didn't disobey Allah. Just like also, when we come out of the toilet, the dua is ghufranak. And ghufranak, if we see it in the Arabic context, according to the eloquence of Arabic language, is, oh Allah, forgive me. Like suddenly a person was caught red-handed with doing something wrong. He understands my lies are not going to get me out of this. My excuses are not going to get me out of this. And man, what type of excuses also he makes. In Ramadan, one Zohar I had to leave straight after Namaz, or it was before Ramadan. And one good friend, not a student, young man, I told him, your sunnah. So he said, I made them. I said, but I came straight after Faraz. I had to come out for necessity. I couldn't make them how you made them. He thought so fast. He said, I made them before Faraz. What? How man thinks and what excuses he presents. And the students, many times you see them, how fast they think. But that fast thinking is in the wrong track also. And you're just trapping yourself more. The more you want to lie and trying to get out of something, the more you get involved. So a person got caught red-handed. My lie is not going to save me here. No excuse is going to save me. Please forgive me. I was wrong. Forgive me. You came out of the toilet, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, which big guna you intend make? Of your necessity you had to go. And now you sing kufran. Oh Allah, please forgive me. The guna you made is that you were so much in the remembrance of Allah, in the toilet you couldn't make. Now you're feeling guilty about that. Say, Ya Allah, make me maaf. That the time I spent 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes in the toilet, I couldn't make your zikr. So guilty you feel. So that is how a person should be with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, Ramadan we spend. And the end of namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught the dua to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathir. I did a great wrong to me. I couldn't fulfill the rites of namaz. No matter how, who tries, nobody can fulfill the rite. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught this dua to Sayyidina Abu Bakr for the greatest ibadat, namaz, so nobody can fulfill the rite. Ramadan, we spend it, but if that attitude, al-ibratu bil-khawateen, and not what we build up in ourselves, what come natural, oh Allah, I couldn't fulfill your rite. I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. Oh Allah, forgive me, that person's Ramadan went well. And if a person feels, I did a lot, and now I must take it easy now. Now I have to sleep early, and now I can take it a bit easy, and I can even indulge myself in other things. I did a lot of ibadah. Unfortunately, that's not a good sign. So at the end, we should have this guilty conscience and this feeling and ask Allah. And Allah loves that ibadah, which at the end, you're still asking Allah for forgiveness. When the ayat was revealed, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Those people who, sehri time, tahajjud time, last part of the night, most precious part of the whole day, at that time they are asking for forgiveness. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, are these those people who stole, who committed adultery, who drank wine, who did the wrong things? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, these are those people who made ibadat in the night. And now they're saying that, oh Allah, forgive us. We couldn't fulfill the rites of your ibadah. So Allah, bring that attitude in us. And that we ask Allah forgiveness. Buzurgs of the past, the first half year of after Ramadan, they used to cry, Ya Allah, we couldn't fulfill your rites. And in the next half, then they should make promises and look forward that the next Ramadan we're going to be doing the best, more, better. We couldn't, not that we didn't do good enough, we did nothing last Ramadan. Now we're really going to try this Ramadan. And a person starts preparing himself mentally, physically, everything that Ramadan, he starts with his dua, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّمْنَا لِرَمَضَانَ وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلْ. Looking forward. Allah is beautifying Jannat right from the beginning. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is looking forward to Ramadan. Allah give us that attitude that what to this Ramadan, I couldn't do what I want to. Ya Allah, forgive me. And that is a sign of the progress of a person. And when a person becomes complacent, that what I did, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we did so much ibadat, we did so much, that person, his progress doesn't take place. Because I've done enough now. And a person who says, I haven't done anything, he goes leaps and bounds ahead. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, the ulama of Dioban, the whole group of this ulama, they were those people, they were everything, and they regarded themselves as nothing. That is what a person must be. As far as knowledge was concerned, as far as piety, as far as ibadah, as far as service to humanity, as far as deen and looking and making, serving deen, they were everything in the complete way. In every field, they were complete and perfect. And they were perfect in regarding themselves as we are nothing whatsoever. We haven't accomplished, we haven't done anything. That is a sign that should be in us also. And also, very important, now especially for tonight, the moon issue has nothing to do with any of us. We don't have to pass comments. We don't have to think about it. Announcement will be made, we follow it. And those people who are in it, who are responsible, the ulama, the muftis, etc., finding where, verifying. A person says, I've seen the moon, verifying whether it is. Their greatest ibadah is now to verify about the moon. That's not my business, it's not your business. That's not our business. But we make that our business, what is not our business. And we don't have to. We must carry on with our ibadah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, we were alhamdulillah present in that Ramadan in Saharanpur with Hazrat, and the last night, 29th night, it was about the 12th, 14th rakat of Taraweeh, and there was a commotion at the back. So when found out, they say somebody has come who says that he has seen the moon. So he has come to give evidence that the moon has been sighted. So Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi gave the command, start with the carry on with Taraweeh. Still it's not verified, it's Ramadan for us. The hukam, the command, is we are in the category of Ramadan, and we'll get the sawab of Ramadan. When we finish Taraweeh, then Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, make witr namaz also. We can make it with Jamaat in Ramadan. And then he said, now call the person. If it was us, that will call him. If it's Eid, the moon has been sighted, then we don't have to make this next six rakats also. Whatever was balanced. Yeah. With that also we'll make our own short, quickly, up, down. And we're just free now. And in a happy mood of Eid. But see those who value Ramadan. Whatever it is, Allah's command, we are happy if the moon is sighted and we get the information and we accept it. It's, the ulama have said that it's Eid, alhamdulillah. And the moon has not been sighted, alhamdulillah, no problem. And also, Allah make it, we get one more precious day of Ramadan. Why must we be so eager that why we want to cut off one great day? But whatever Allah decrees, if it's, the moon is sighted, it's Eid, and we are happy with Allah's command, but we get one more day, how wonderful. So at the end of our amal, we should have that, we should want to be carrying on with that amal. Even namaz, when we are finished, now we are finished. So even days in the riwayat, it comes that when a person sits and makes some zikr, he still sits after he finishes namaz. Then the malaika keep on making dua for Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. You are getting the duas of the malaika. Why we just jumping up and we just want to rush out? Just we make salam, grab our rumal or something we have got, and we are out. We just want to move out. No, come earlier, it shows our eagerness. Sit a little bit, it shows our eagerness. How much we can. Our attachment must be with the masjid. The place Allah loves the most on the surface of the earth are the masajid. Why isn't that love in our heart? The place which Allah hates the most are the marketplaces, the shopping malls. Why we enjoy so much there? And we actually make it an occasion to go to the shopping mall. Not just to go and buy our thing and come back, but we'll take it easy, spend the day. There are those people where those shopping malls, there are cinemas, they go and watch a film also. They will go and eat at the eating places also there. And spend the whole day, it's like an occasion. And we look forward, and human folk especially more, with no excuse also, just gone shopping mall. Anyone wants to know, so I'll go and find out for you. Hey, prices, we will go and check up. We'll go here, we'll go there. No, our place, especially woman's place, is at home. So at the end now, Allah bring that attitude that we didn't fulfill the right. And we ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah loves that ibadah. And that we look forward for next Ramadan. For nothing else really we look forward but Ramadan. And as the Sahabi says, I did not want to live in this world for the enjoyments of this world, but to keep rozas on hot days, to get up in the middle of the night and cry and turn to Allah Ta'ala. That is why I left this dunya. This is our opportunity for serving deen, making deen alive, and our opportunity to remember our marhumin, those who have passed away. We send sawabs to them. While we have the opportunity, as much as we can, make dua and maghfirat for them. We think of anyone, the thought of that person, we just read La ilaha illallah and send, what a great reward we have sent for him. How much more we can do? do for the, whoever we think of, and remember them. They know it has happened, they receive it, they appreciate it, and they even give us du'as in return. And not, don't let us hurt our marhumin with our sinful life. This report also goes to them. Your son is doing this now. Your daughter is doing this now. And they feel hurt about it. Just like in life, if they come to know, somebody tells that your son is a drug addict. How, you don't like to hear that. So that report, if it comes, you feel hurt, you feel down. What has happened now? So why hurt our marhumin? And don't ever hurt Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. There was that great, who was a genuine buzurg, but he was shaving his beard. Out of his ignorance, not knowing the value and the importance, he wasn't keeping a beard. So when he went to one place, the people told him, such a great buzurg, we've heard. Your buzurgi, he says, my buzurgi is my piety, and everyone, his piety is in a different thing. Somebody's piety is in tahajjud. And a person who's not making tahajjud, he sees this person. So somebody's piety is in serving deen. Somebody's piety is serving humanity. Everyone's piety and closeness is your wali of Allah in a different field. So you, great buzurg, what? He said, I don't hurt the feeling of anyone. That is my piety, that I don't hurt anyone's feelings. So they informed him in a nice, respectable way. Whenever you put the blade to your cheeks and you shave, you are actually putting the blade in on the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You don't want to hurt anyone's feeling. You are hurting the most Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's feeling. When you are shaving his sunnat from your beard, he has realized he was a genuine. He was, for whatever reason, he wasn't praised of this. He didn't know. He made tawbah. So like that, let us not hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To hurt our parents' feelings, what amal we are doing, what actions, our gunas, and they also get the report. Report goes to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also. So don't hurt Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So we come out of this month making tawbah, istighfar, and that we next Ramadan, Allah blesses us, and that we will do much more. And on our niyat, we will get this thawab. Whether our maut is written, Allah save us, or whatever maut is written, Allah save us from illnesses. We may don't know, we may be now for 6 months in the hospital. Next Ramadan, we don't know what our condition might be. Allah protect us. But let us at least make the niyat. We'll get the sawab already on our niyat. If I'm living, inshallah, next Ramadan I'm going to excel. All my weaknesses of this Ramadan. And in that preparation, one great factor that draws us down and back is our sleep. That the sleep overtakes a person. So we train ourselves now in this year to control our sleep. Eat and sleeping and eating is in man's control. If we let it loose, you'll just sleep and sleep. And you'll just eat and eat. In Ramadan we see, we're making sehri around about 4, half past 4. And usually in about 5, 6 hours, you are hungry, you need a meal again. So by 10 o'clock you should have a meal. We're not having a meal. At 10 o'clock, if we should have a meal, we should have another meal at about 4 o'clock or so. We're not having, we are managing. And nobody is there. We're not seeing people walking and just falling down. They're fainting. They are gone, they're gone dehydrated. And they're gone so weak. Or the people who are not getting enough sleep, that while walking, they're just falling asleep also. It's not happening. So we can train ourselves. And this is very important. Our food, not only in Ramadan, unfortunately our fasting also, we made it feasting. And our keeping fast, that we are keeping the whole day fast, so I'm nice and hungry for my big meal at iftar time. Then there's no roza for that person. We shall get roza when we make iftari, limit ourselves also. But now if we're going wild with the food, and in Ramadan almost everyone, poor people's dastarkhan also, they are the extras also. And rich food. Normally we won't eat that rich food. Allah make it that we come down to simplicity. And in Ramadan particularly. And you have more money, alhamdulillah, no problem. But give it to those people who haven't even got a khajur, one date to open their roza. And there are many, many places in the world. Yeah, Maulana Khalid is here of Burundi. Our brother Yusuf Desai, Allah reward them. What water they drink, the water that is puddled on the road, that water they drink. When we with our mineral water and bottled water, and how much we paying for it, and what is their condition. If a person, most of them just have a little, just to cover their, not even their full sitter, the little children. No clothes they have got. If your Maulana Khalil is here, ask him what the condition is there. So to help those people. Send money there for those people's iftari and how much they appreciate it. Anyone, if you haven't got clothes, somebody gives you one garment, how much you appreciate it. And how much we are wasting. Our wardrobes are full. Our bank balances are full. Everything we got so much. And we have so many, and this is not only in Burundi, how many places? Afghanistan, where the Zulam, the Americans are making their own money, and they are not allowing them to take their money. These banks are our biggest thieves. You banking our money there, and when you bank on it, you go bank. You get nothing from there. They just freeze your account when they want to. How many people, just on any petty reason, they just freeze your account. Now finish, it's all your money. But they freeze it. Anyway, so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So just a few very valuable du'as at the end of every amal, which we learn from our buzurgs and the barakat of our buzurgs that we learn. And very, very beneficial du'as. One du'a is the du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us. Taqabbal is from the Bab in Arabic grammar, all the details, tafa'ul. And there is one particular aspect of it is that khasiyat of takalluf. That is what it means. Like a person who is not sick and he says, I'm sick, making himself like a sick person. This amal of mine, Ya Allah, you accept, it's not worthy of acceptance in any way whatsoever. And who taught us this dua? Ibrahim alayhi salam. His ikhlas. Who's going to bring ikhlas like Ibrahim alayhi salam? What the wealth and the money and the, what he built the Kaaba Sharif with, the pure, there is no doubt, not the slightest blemish of any doubtful aspect in the, what he used to build the Kaaba Sharif. What doubt was it? But at the end, what he says, it's not worthy of acceptance. So what we have done, our namaz, our rozas, our tahajjud, whatever, where can we think that it is worthy of it? And Allah loves that you say to Allah, oh, it's not worthy of it. In your mercy and your kindness, you accept it, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. You hear and you know everything what we have done, and you alim, you know our intentions also. Even if we have faulted, O Allah, you purify it. Allah is that merciful being. When we read Quran Sharif, all our tilawat of this month, then when we are reading it with sincerity, and then Allah appoints a farishta, that what we have read and what mistakes we make, He corrects those mistakes and then presents it to Allah Ta'ala. So it is presented pure and clean. Like you write a kitab, you tell somebody, check it for me, any mistakes, he takes out all the mistakes. Now a pure rendition is there. So Allah makes it like that. So we read, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, forgive us, O Allah. We're not claiming that we have done something great. It's not worthy of acceptance. You forgive us, O Allah. Wa tub alayna, innaka antas tawwabur rahim. And then this dua, ma sha'a Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Ayat of Surah Kahf. That this dua we read, Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi is written, on any ni'mat of yours, any blessing of Allah, you read this, Allah won't take that ni'mat away from you. It will remain. You read it on your family, you read it on your business, on your house, and the biggest is our ibadah, our Ramzan which Allah gave us, our whatever rozas we kept, our tilawat that we made, our du'as that we made, Allah will keep it, Allah will keep it, it won't be taken away. Otherwise, how many people, Ramzan, we were what angels, and after Ramadan, we become what devils. So read this dua, Allah will keep this ni'mat, and it will perpetuate, it will carry on. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Read that dua, then on that Allah, no, on this Allah will keep that ni'mat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Allah will keep that ni'mat for us. That it was the wish of Allah and Allah gave it. I didn't do anything. It was done through me, not by me. I didn't do it. It was done through me, not by me. Allah Ta'ala, your fazal, your karam. And the third, Alhamdulillah, الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. Oh Allah, by your ni'mat, your kindness, your gift, this good deeds could have been done. We kept our roza, otherwise we could have been, how many people are in the hospital? They had great hopes also. That 10 days they were at home, rest of the Ramadan in hospital, 15 days at home, and no rozas, no nothing, no taraweeh also, you're not hearing adhan also, and you had such aspiration. So now you make this dua that Ya Allah, Rabbana, Alhamdulillah, Lari, bi ni'matihi, only by your ni'mat. No, I did nothing, the whole world can praise you, mashallah. The taraweeh you performed, and the tilawat you made, and everything, but it won't affect you. You immediately, Allah's pardon. It was only by Allah, nothing of mine. I was a spoiler. I did nothing. And then, the dua which we usually read after kitab reading, with Jamaat we have kitab reading, and usually I say this is the property of Jamaat. That we think that only after kitab reading. No, after any majlis we have, we should read this dua. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. The great barakat of this dua, that whatever mistakes we made, they are taken out. Now that amal, whatever we did, is pure. By barakat of this dua. And so Allah takes out all, and Allah puts a seal on that amal. Like if a person gets insolvent in this world, then even by the laws of the country, there are certain of his assets which are not touched. Now, because now it has to be given now to whoever he was owing, whatever he owned, he's gone insolvent. But certain assets are not touched. Whatever the amal you read this dua on, it is now made exclusive for you. Now, even if hukukul ibad comes, you have to pay out other people, but on which you read this dua, that will remain for you. It is sealed. And the seal is put on there, and like for example, you have these people, monkeys of the west, of the animals, they have some ribbon cutting when they go into some building new thing, some function or something. This year, whatever amal you did, a seal will put, and Qiyamah Day, you will open it. It has been kept for you, and you will open it up now. What a great dua, so simple duas. So, and Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, on which we read this dua. Then the normal scale that will be used on the day of Qiyamah to weigh Amal, it will be too small. They'll have to bring another bigger scale. It magnifies, it amplifies, it makes big this, your Amal. Small Amal you might have done, but you read this. And the five du'as, while getting up and just taking a few steps, you can read your five du'as. And whatever you made your zuhr namaz, you read it. You made your asr, you made your tilawat, you made your zikr, whatever. You made a bayan, you listened to a bayan. You read these five du'as and these great, great virtues. And take less than a minute to read these five du'as. And what returns they are. So towards the end of Ramadan, we beg of Allah Ta'ala and make this du'as also. Whereas iftari time today, try and make all this du'as. And also keep in mind my whole Ramadan and my whole past life and even my future life. We ask Allah, even my whole future, accept it from me. Whatever I will be doing, you accept it all. Allah is most gracious, most kind. Allah is giving. Why aren't we taking? A poet says, "Oh Allah, your gifts are pouring down. My lap is too small. My basket is too small. I can't gather all of them." It's for us a matter of taking. Allah give us all tawfiq. So we read all these du'as. Don't worry about the moon issue. We carry on with our ibadah. When the news comes to it, announcements will be made. And before announcement, we all will get it on the phone also. And don't watch the phone also all the time. Watch your Quran Sharif. Watch your tasbih. Pick up your hands and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And whatever, if we get one more day, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And if it is Eid, it's Eid, mashallah, also from Allah's side. But we get one more roza. The people of the grave, a great buzurg says, if you ask them, desire something, the people of the grave, what they desire for is one day of Ramadan. There's great, great days where our ibadahs are so much increased. What great rewards, how Allah's mercy is coming. The shayateen are chained. Now they will be let loose again. So why we want them to be let loose earlier? The more they are in jail, the better. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept from us all. Allah ta'ala let us come with the right attitude. Al-ibratu bil-khawateem. How the end of a roza, how it will come. And the end of our life is the most important. No matter how we live, hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. How we live here, this way or that way, that doesn't count. How we will be counted by Allah Ta'ala. How our mort will come. Tamutun kama tahyun. Your mort will come as you lived your life. There is, Allah made the means of it. So we live our life, our Ramadan, everything, and our whole life also. Not only Ramadan, we were very pious, after Ramadan something else. No, after Ramadan, we carry on what we have gathered from here. Tamutun kama tahyun, watuhsharun kama tamutun. And we will be raised up again as our mort came. Hey, Allah make a good mort for us. Amen. We must be careful where we go, where spring friend, mort can come at any time. So many people had no idea. They left home and they were normal, everything. But they didn't come back home again. Hey, suddenly, we don't know when. Be careful which places we are going to, where we are. Let not mort come at the wrong place for us. Hey? When mort comes to us while we are amongst animals, when mort comes to us while we are in sin, when mort comes to us, Allah save us all. So that is the big worry. Ramadan has got all its great lessons. Let us take a benefit from all this and make our lives accordingly. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.